up, imposters? Welcome to this week's episode of Imposter Syndrome. I'm your host, Drew Breeze, alongside with my brother, Ali Dubs. What's up, man?
Hey, how are you, man?
How's it going?
Good, good. In recent news, do you know GameStop? You heard anything about their stocks?
I seen a tweet. It went from what, $38 to $138?
No, it was even less. It was less. It was less. Right now, it's trading like around $350.
Why?
Let me check. But it's actually trading at a really, really low price. So it was trading at a really low price. It was trading like around like $17, $18. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy on Wall Street from a group called Cintron. They're like a Wall Street hedge fund or investment fund, right?
I'm sorry, imposters. Just
no, well, everybody knows this. So you know this, bro. Okay, anyway, so there's a guy. He basically made a bet in the stock market. He was like, the game price stock will go down. Okay. However much it goes down, I make more money. Mm. So it's a bet, right? It's straight up a bet. And people on Reddit got on and said, you know what? Fuck this guy. We're going to bet against him. We're going to make the stock go up. So every time it goes up, he's betting on it going down. Every time it goes up, he loses more and more money. Mm. Right?
So this is a fuck you campaign.
It was a fuck you campaign. It was a big fuck you, giant middle finger. Right? So they all get on Reddit and they all say, hey, buy this stock, buy GameStop. So GameStop goes from $17, $18. And the guy, like, he was betting on it going down to, like 19 or 20 or some shit like that, right? Uh-huh. Not 17, 18. He was planning on going, like, 11, 10. So every time it goes up, he's like, fuck, I'm losing more money, right?
Right.
Let me look up GameStop right now.
The last tweet I seen, bro, like, image, it was 138. So if it's up higher than that, that's crazy.
I want to... Hold on, I should have been more prepared for this, but so I just remembered
it skyrocketed from about what, $17
to
138 in a matter of hours or days or.
Oh, it's at 277 right now.
It's at 270. Yeah. It's artificial, of course.
Right? Yeah, yeah, no, it's bro. So if you look at it, November 13 of last year was at $11.
Right.
So right now, if you look at the stock, it's sitting there, and then it just spikes straight up, like overnight, it spikes straight up.
Right?
Yeah, like there is no slope. There is no slope. Like it's a step function. Like it just moves the fuck up out of nowhere, right?
The power of
the consumer.
I think we had this conversation. About the Xbox.
And that's what I was going to say, is that Xbox did something where people did something similar with Xbox. Mm-hmm. Xbox said, you know what, we're going to double our prices for Xbox Live Gold, basically telling them, if you guys want, you can stick with double the price, or you can get Xbox Game Pass.
And you just seen people say, okay,
PS5. We'll get a PS5. War. Yeah, exactly. Like, fuck it.
They declare PS5 the winner.
The winner of this generation. I'm like, and then, like later
Xbox
on that day.
Got spooked.
Yeah. Later on that day, they were fucking done, bro. I was shook. Yeah, I was. And that's the power of a consumer, man. Like, when.
And the power of social media, too.
Yeah.
Everything is so quick and instant.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, the thing is, like, nobody thinks of Reddit as a social media, but they're, like, the Reddit guys and the 4chan guys are, like, the biggest. You've heard of 4chan, right?
Yep.
I think I told you about it before. But both of these sites have done some crazy fucked up shit. Crazy / fucked up, not crazy and fucked up. Like, they've done both, right?
Interchangeable, right?
Yeah. And they've done some fucked up shit. So, like, for the Reddit, like, they can make stocks go up. They can, like, on 4chan, there was a guy who said some shit, or maybe it was on Reddit. It was a guy who was, like, torturing animals. Like, these guys found where he lived in a matter of, like, a day, and then they got him thrown in jail.
Wow.
Yeah, like that's the power of people when they want to do something good.
Yeah.
And then the like you can imagine how it can be used for bad easily. Like it, every day, all day, it's used for bad shit.
Yeah, look at all the internet bullying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I do internet bullying. Like I'm the bully.
No.
Yeah, I'm the bully, bro. I am.
No, you're not.
Yeah, you know what I do? I go like I slide into like the biggest celebrity DMs. Like
oh, she's fuck gonna you, Ollie.
Like she's gonna respond to me like Selena Gomez, I always slide into her DM saying, like, hey, you're beautiful. Why don't you hit me up? Like, I know she's not. If she did, I'd be like, listen, have some respect for yourself. Why do you want to talk to a degenerate like me?
So do you have balls enough to do it off your main page or a burner page?
A burner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I only have a burner page.
You know what?
I'll do it off the Imposter Syndrome podcast page just to get some clout, notoriety, right? Like, oh, shit, the 279,000th biggest podcast in the world is hitting me up.
Yeah. I wonder what's the reaction from Selena Gomez.
Or one of the 70 other celebrity women that I slide into their DMs. Do you want to talk about some versus matchups?
Yeah, you sent me an image the other day, right? Well, a post, right?
Yeah.
So it's been stuck on my mind, bro, because I can't choose between the two, but I already took a stand on my option. So a little bit of background.
Oh, okay.
Shikamaru versus Rock Lee, right?
Yeah.
And it's a what if Rock Lee has it's a Byakugan.
Byakugan, yeah.
And
bro, you say the story so fucking bad. Well, like can I say it?
No. And then Shikamaru have what, the Sharingan?
No. What? You're not saying the story well.
No, I'm God. Asking you. Is that correct?
Yeah, right? That is correct. Yes, that is correct.
So yeah, so it's pretty much a versus battle between Rock Lee and Shikamaru.
Yeah.
Who's OP, right?
Yeah.
Or let's set a criteria, right? Who's a better ninja? Who will be hard to beat? Or
yeah, so
battle wise, I mean, what's the criteria of this versus battle between Rock Lee and Shikamaru?
Who would defeat the other?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, who would cause the other one to submit? Or
so it's more of a hand to hand combat thing, or just a straight up battle? Who will kill each?
Who
will defeat?
If you put them in a stadium, would win.
Okay. See, I didn't think about that. I was just thinking about the whole ninja world. Who would be a better ninja? Who will, like, I guess, have a better success rate in missions?
Yeah.
Who would be the better? You know what I'm saying?
You thought it was, okay, KD versus LeBron, and you thought who would be a better player? If you were to draft them, you didn't think right. Who would win one-on-one.
One-on-one, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. I could see where you could get that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's your take?
So my take, I can't go back. I chose Rock Lee.
Why can't you go back?
Because we already had the little takes on it. You chose Shikamaru, and I chose Rock Lee. So I'm here to defend my
Well, you can change your position. It doesn't have
to. No. Unless you change your position.
So you're going to be opposite of whatever I am?
Exactly. What's the point of having a discussion?
No, we can agree, bro.
No, I don't agree with you, bro.
Okay, all right.
When it comes to versus battles.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, you have to be sincere. You have to genuinely believe your position.
No, because I have supporting details, or I can back my reasoning.
That's good.
No matter who I choose, right?
Okay, so you don't. So who do you, in heart of heart, think is going to win?
1v1.
Yeah, who would?
Rock Lee, hands down. Yeah,
Rock Lee, hands down.
He has the edge over Shikamaru.
Okay, so is there any scenario that Shikamaru would win?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, what would that scenario be? Like, give me, like, some examples or some scenarios.
So you know how Shikamaru is like a commander, a general, right?
Yeah.
It's like the battlefield is a chessboard to him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you recall in his Chunin exams or any type of battling he encountered, he always develop a strategy, right, mm-hmm. to defeat his opponent.
Mm.
So I'm thinking a similar case of that happening to, like, combat Rock Lee's speed and his ability to get to Shikamaru. I think he'll use his surrounding areas to slow him down and probably trap him in his shadow jutsu thingy majigger and use his Sharingan.
Yeah.
To burn them in flame, something of that nature.
Oh, okay. And if so, and my personal take is that Shikamaru would win not because of a skill. I think Shikamaru would win just because of the reason that you said his brain.
Mm-hmm.
That he can always, even if he didn't have the Sharingan, he'd still have a slight advantage over Rock Lee. The guy's that smart.
And this is why I can argue that Rock Lee will still win.
Oh, okay.
You recall.
I remember.
The first encounterment with Sasuke and Rock Lee. How did that matchup go? They first encounterment before the tuning exam.
With Rock Lee.
Your Naruto skills.
Your Naruto skills?
Yeah.
Your ninja skills?
No. I'm testing your Naruto knowledge of.
You're testing me. Yeah. Oh, okay.
What was the first encounter?
I'm like, my Naruto skills. I'm like, yeah. I'm not a ninja. Maybe he's talking about somebody else. Okay, yeah. So what about that? What, can you repeat the question?
Do you recall the first encounter of Rock Lee and Sasuke?
Before the Genin.
Chunin
exams. Yep. When they were Genin.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what happened?
Yeah, when they were in the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, but I.
What happened?
Rock Lee was about to defeat him.
Why?
But it was stopped.
Why?
By the Jonin instructors, by those two guys.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So my thing is this: even with the Sharingan, if your body can't keep up with someone's speed, your eyes is useless. You feel what I'm saying? So even though Shikamaru has the brains, he can still get overpowered due to his physical ability not keeping up with Rock Lee.
Okay,
that's
I have a question.
Give the edge to Rock Lee.
So, what is the power of the Byakugan versus what is the power of the Sharingan?
Byakugan, I think you can see through the body chakra points areas, and it's no like.
I'm going to test their Naruto knowledge.
It's no blind spot.
Yeah.
It's like a 359 degree.
Yeah, why not 360? Why'd you stop 1 degree short of a circle?
Because that was Neji's weakness. It's one area. It's one blind spot right in the back of his head, I believe.
Yeah.
Where he can't see. So that's why he uses.
Is that for all Byakugan users?
I'm assuming so, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that's why he used the rotation.
What is the Kekkei Genkai that is inherited in the eyes? What is it called?
For who?
For all Narutoverse users.
The Kekkei Genkai?
Yeah, that is inherited in the eyes. It's a thing.
I don't know. I don't even know what you're getting at.
Okay, so the Byakugan and the Sharingan, what are they? Like, they have a common thing, that their chakra points and skills are focused in the eye. What is that called?
I don't know.
Dojutsu.
Dojutsu. Yeah, oh, okay, I heard that one.
Yeah, so.
That's pretty good.
Don't ever test me, because.
Don't ever try to.
I would say that the Sharingan and the Byakugan both give their user an ability to see things that normal people wouldn't, right?
Okay.
So, but the Sharingan user can unlock, in my opinion, greater abilities. So he can unlock the Susanoo, he can unlock Amaterasu.
Amaterasu.
Yeah, so stuff like that. So, are we
assuming? Yeah, like Sharingan is OP, bro.
Yeah. Are we assuming that what's his name, Shikamaru, has the Mangekyo, or
no,
he just has the base Sharingan.
He just has base Sharingan.
Okay, with one Tamo, like yeah. one comma?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he doesn't even have all three?
No.
Okay, so he's really base. Like,
yeah, we have to say that.
Like, he has slightly better vision than me right now.
Right.
Okay, all right.
He has the same ability that Sasuke had when he was going against Haku.
Okay, so that's a really weak Sharingan. Okay, all right. What about Rock Lee? Does Rock Lee have a very base Byakugan?
I don't know what's the levels of Byakugan.
I think there's one level, and it's
I think it's one level.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. That's a thing. Like, it's. I don't see them doing much with their Byakugan.
The only thing
comes down to a Byakugan being a really shitty dojutsu. It really, like, I'm thinking, like, you, like, okay, you can see his chakra points. Okay, what's that gonna do for you?
But that's the whole thing with
it's a shitty
Rock
dojutsu.
Lee speed. Okay, let's take a break real fast, and we can discuss this after our
a commercial. Okay, okay, we're back from a commercial.
So, I can see Rock Lee using the Byakugan to look at the chakra points, right?
Yeah.
And with his extraordinary speed, he can seal those chakra spots off.
Okay.
And prevent Shikamaru from using any type of jutsu.
At the end of the day.
And one other thing, bro.
Yeah.
Does Rock Lee have the ability to use any
of the hidden gates or chakra gates?
No. That's his base ability.
Yeah, yeah, he can use those.
He can't use genjutsu or jutsu, right?
Ninjutsu.
Ninjutsu, right?
Yeah.
So, I guess, does the Byakugan unlock those abilities for him to use ninjutsu?
No.
No?
He's still him.
Shit. I still like Rock Lee.
The thing is, bro, like a base Byakugan doesn't improve Rock Lee that much. And the Sharingan isn't going to improve Shikamaru that much. At this point, we're just saying who's going to win, Shikamaru or Rock Lee.
Rock Lee hands down.
Rock Lee hands down. Just because he has a Byakugan? So, okay, take away the Sharingan from...
He still would beat Shikamaru.
Hold on. I'm trying to make a point that is different than what you think I'm making, I think.
Okay.
So, Shikamaru... take away the Sharingan.
Okay.
Rock Lee has his Byakugan. Shikamaru's percentage to win didn't go up or down that much. It went like down 2%.
Okay.
He's relying on his brain. He's not relying on the eyes. What the fuck are the eyes going to do? He didn't get Susanoo. He didn't get Amaterasu. He didn't get shit.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Like at the end of the day, it's Shikamaru versus Rock Lee with a Byakugan. Because with that base fucking Sharingan, isn't going to do dick. Okay, so I'll go on. Okay.
No. The base Sharingan, it probably wouldn't do anything to...
It's not.
For Rock Lee, because Rock Lee doesn't use ninjutsu, so he doesn't. Can't even copy...
He can't. So they're
natural enemies.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like it's, you're gonna take a guy with a good brain versus a guy who, like Rock Lee, has Shikamaru taken on stronger guys than Rock Lee and won. Would you say Hidan? You remember Hidan?
Yeah,
the guy from that Akatsuki. Yeah. Would you say he's stronger than Rock Lee? I'd say they're the same level. Because Hidan was like a really shitty Akatsuki. I think he was the worst Akatsuki. He had the most OP ability where he could never die.
Yeah.
Couldn't do shit with it. So.
Yeah.
But I would say that. I mean,
it's the reason why Shikamaru fought shitty characters and women.
Okay, so you say he's a
no, seriously, and it's the reason why he's an advisor.
Yeah, he's not.
They use him for his brain.
And that's why I agree with you.
You keep in mind, bro. You know, if he do go into battle, bro, he's directing Choji and Ogre. I forgot her name.
Eno. Yeah, Eno.
You know what I'm saying? He have to use that trio ability because his combat skills is kind of weak.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, the thing about him is that he knows Rock Lee. So the thing is, like, the reason his disadvantage always comes from him not knowing his opponents, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if I never met you before, I don't know your weaknesses or your strengths. I got to fight you for a little bit. He knows Rock Lee. So I think that he can beat Rock Lee because he knows what Rock Lee's weaknesses and strengths are. All I got to do is keep him away from me.
But how can you keep Rock Lee away from you that Gaara, the Ultimate Defense, couldn't even keep Rock Lee away from him?
That's what I'm saying. So Rock Lee, Gaara's defense.
And go ahead. Gaara is a leader of his village. And
as a Kage.
Yeah. And Rock Lee was, I think Rock Lee could still give Gaara.
Okay, I don't rate Gaara that highly.
What?
Yeah, I don't rate Gaara that highly.
Okay. One of my favorite fights in Shippuden, bro, was Deidara and Gaara, by the way.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't rate Gaara that highly. I think there's Jonin that are stronger than Gaara in other villages.
I won't argue that.
Yeah.
And I can think of a couple.
Yeah. So, like,
There are special ninjas. Like, sometimes you just add a weakness based off of your...
I think the Sand Village is the weakest village of the five great villages.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
All day. They're weak. What the fuck do they got? They're in the fucking desert.
Bro, Killer B can defeat Gaara, hands down.
Oh, yeah. He'll fuck him up. He'll fuck him up without the A-tails.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, I kind of feel bad for him.
So that's what I'm saying. That's yeah. The beauty about Naruto, bro, because you a Kage. I don't mean you to fuck. Like, Kakashi was a Kage. I can think of several ninjas that can beat Kakashi.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And I know he was fucking terrible after he lost to Sharingan.
Yeah,
He was just Kage due to setting up Naruto to be.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
he
Kage.
Was. You know what yeah, I'm he stayed. You know what they? He stayed on for an extra couple of years just so that way he can remain like a youngster and not have all that responsibility. That's a good guy, man. Like. But I do want to say
I think Kakashi whole.
Persona?
No. Hokage role was just mentorship
to Naruto.
To Naruto, yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. Because he's still alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, he hasn't kicked the bucket.
That's what I'm saying.
Bro, and he's young too. Like if you think about it, he's only like, what, 10 years older than Naruto?
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Yeah, so Naruto is 40, let's say 40 in Boruto.
Yeah.
Kakashi's 50. Gotcha. The third Hokage was 75, and he was still like kicking people's ass. So I don't get it. So I was gonna say I saw a meme the other day. Not a meme, but like if you think your life is sad, just look at this clip of Kakashi. And Kakashi showed a clip of him saying like hi everyone, I'm home. And then when he leaves, bye everyone, I'm about to go. No, he doesn't live with anybody.
Right.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that's some sad shit. Bro, Kakashi is like a really, really sad, has a sad life, man.
Yeah,
bro. I fuck with that guy. I want to just say that the person who I think is going to win is Shikamaru.
Okay.
Not because
you elaborate. Why?
Yeah, not because he has a Sharingan. Matter of fact, you can take away the Sharingan. It's not going to do anything for him.
Okay.
Because in that specific case, he can't copy whatever ninjutsu that Rock Lee is using. So, and Rock
Lee. It's kind of like Inaru and Luffy. Like, Inaru shot a million volts at Luffy.
And he's rubber.
And Inaru is freaking the fuck out. What the fuck? What's going on? Like, nobody can never take this attack. Yeah. And Luffy's stupid ass. Oh, because I'm rubber.
Yeah.
I love Luffy, bro.
Yeah, he's if only it was just Luffy, that would be great.
Bro, Luffy is that guy. Well, back to the, like you said, he can't copy anything, any ninjutsu from Rock Lee because
Rock Lee.
I don't know any. I can't use it.
I can't. Like, what am I gonna do with this?
Right.
Like okay. Like
so that ability is washed, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So and then okay, Rock Lee has a Byakugan.
Okay.
But you're picking Shikamaru. How do Shikamaru deliver?
No. I'm just gonna set up my. Can I set it up? So I'm like you. I try to set up my stuff. Okay.
Okay. It's your mastermind.
Yeah, I take a couple of a minute more than you, but you know, people want to hear what I have to say.
Yeah, people love.
Maybe.
You.
Yeah. People hate me. So the guy that I'm talking about is Shikamaru, and if you verse without a Sharingan, because Sharingan, like we said, doesn't do anything. Byakugan for Rock Lee does do something, but it's not that much because, like, okay, you know where Rock Lee's chakra points are, but it's not that much of an advantage. And he can, if he knows that you have the Byakugan, he's going to strategize around it. He's going to use his one of his shadow manipulation techniques, and he's going to defeat you by making you immobile.
But it was debunked that.
Okay, I hate when you use shadow, debunked because
shadow
exposed. Like you use debunked, right? The same way that you.
It depends on how strong the opponent is. Okay. Because you can overpower that. It can't constrain people that's extremely powerful.
That's extremely powerful. I agree with you. But when he's a Genin, when they're both still Genin, that's when the fight is happening.
That if Rock Lee enter third, fourth gate, that he cannot stop him. His strength and speed.
I think Shikamaru would know to not let him get to the third and fourth gate.
Impossible.
Impossible. You can say unlikely or impossible.
Impossible.
Okay, prove to me how it is impossible.
How can Shikamaru?
Yeah.
Oh, Shikamaru can send him under a genjutsu easily.
Yeah. Whatever it may be.
He can. But look.
Yeah. You said impossible. God, that's my issue.
My guy. Okay, I won't say impossible.
Okay.
Unlikely.
Yeah.
Mike Guy taught Rock Lee how to battle.
Who's your guy?
Mike Guy.
Oh, Mike Guy. Oh, okay.
He taught Rock Lee how to battle against Sharingan users. You look at their feet.
Bro, I already said take away the Sharingan. So, it's not doing
Jutsu
shit.
Jutsu is washed.
It's not doing shit.
Don't stand a chance.
It's not doing shit. I told you could take away the Sharingan. It's okay. Not doing shit.
Okay.
I don't get it. Like, he's the... That,
okay,
one time on.
Just take away the eye abilities. It's not gonna.
I'm saying.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
Rock Lee easily defeats Shikamaru.
Easily. I would get okay. The thing is,
it's a reason why Shikamaru went against female Kenochis or Kenochis.
Oh, wow,
a female
bro, you disrespecting
ninja, right?
The female Kenochi universe right now,
bro.
There's a whole lot of
they're weak.
Oh, shit. This man is violating them today. No.
He's
leaving no respect.
Why he went against a female ninja.
You sticking right? With us? You really?
I'm just saying. I'm sorry. Yeah. I think
that's not some shit I say.
It's not even about that. I'm not trying to be feminist or whatever you call it. Right?
Feminist just, is when you for women's rights, bro.
Oh, okay. Well, anti-feminist. Okay.
Get this man a book,
bro. Like, who was the weakest Okage?
Oh yeah, Tsunade.
All day, right?
Yeah.
What is she? She's what? What's her gender?
Okay, my man's coming with facts. I like it.
Look at Team 7.
Yeah.
Who's Sakura. The weakest ninja?
Yeah. Who's of the Choji, Ino, and Shikamaru?
Who's the weakest?
Ino.
Out of the
Shikamaru's girls, I think the weakest. Yeah. Yeah, the five Kage, during the five Kage summit, I thought the Mist Village Kage was the weakest.
You thought she was the weakest.
Yeah. Because if you look at the old dude, Inoki, the particle technique that he used, I thought that shit was OP, bro.
Yeah, bro.
You remember
if he
that
used
shit?
It right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if
yeah.
If they really.
He was in his, like, at 90s mm-hmm. when he was doing that shit. Imagine him in his prime, bro. His prime. Fuck. He was killing it. Or the Raikage, Gaara. Who the fuck is Gaara?
Yeah.
Okay. I think Garo is the weakest in that group, though.
No.
He was also the youngest. That's no discredit to him. He was also the youngest. He was 17 years old, bro. That's how shitty the Sand Village is. They got a fucking 17-year-old running shit.
I won't argue that.
I wouldn't let a 17-year-old run my finances.
I agree that she was the weakest. So I guess that debunks my...
Yeah, you just debunked like the same way YouTubers say exposed.
Like, I guess that debunks my stance on... female ninjas.
This man has been exposed.
Weaker than male ninjas. Yeah. My apologies. Mm. If you are feminist.
But you know what? I'm gonna say this shit right now, bro. I'm gonna get on here. Female ninja are weak. Okay, just because you may take it back, but I'm not gonna take it back.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like your boldness, bro.
Yeah. Big dick style. What was I gonna say?
So. Your conclusion.
My conclusion.
You still think Shikamaru will. No, you never told me how Shikamaru will deliver the final blow or how will he defeat Rock Lee.
He'll make him immobile.
Okay.
And then he'll take, what's it called? One of his shadows, unpants him, pull his underwear down, make a shadow in the form of a giant cock, put some Vaseline on his asshole, and then go to town on him.
Mm.
Yeah. Make him his bitch.
I think we have a winner.
I was saying, whoa, the green one.
I think we have a winner.
Yeah.
No, but can you?
Yeah, bro. He's going to fucking wreck him.
Okay, so I guess we're going to conclude this episode with agreeing to disagree.
Yeah.
I think Rock Lee will defeat Shikamaru.
Yeah, I not based off of skill, but based off of intellect. He will. Find a strategy to beat him. I don't know what that strategy is.
See, that's what I'm saying. How do you... You don't know the strategy.
Do you know the exact way that Rock Lee is going to punch...
Shikamaru? Or
kick, yeah.
Yes, he's going to one-shot him. Once he enters...
One-shot him?
Yes.
Okay, all right. One-shot Shikamaru. Jorge Masvidal type shit. He's going to knock him the fuck out. Put him to sleep.
Once he enter...
He's going to sleep him.
Fifth gate... Oh, he's going to hit that man with a primary lotus.
Yeah, okay.
And he's done.
Yeah, he's okay. That's it. That's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
Okay, all right. I don't. I'm not buying that.
Okay. Well, we agree to disagree. We love you, imposters. Tune into our next episode. You can, fill the people up with all of our.
Yeah, I'm gonna just. Did you say? Fill the people. I'm gonna fill them with this. All right. I'm gonna fill you guys up with our Twitter info. We do have a newly launched Twitter at Imposter Podcast. So follow us on there for updates. If we get a lot of followers, we'll be doing giveaways and shit. So make sure to follow.
Yep.
Otherwise, hit the button.
La,
no.
La la la.
The other button. All right. Thank you for listening.
All right.